Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Good morning. So much to talk about this morning. We start here. Yes. Ta-da! This is so exciting. That's an official fanfare. Representative Diane Pappas from the 45th District is in the studio right here. You don't often get introduced with that kind of fanfare, do you?
No, I do not. First time.
But you deserve it, you know? So when I said I was working with you, State Representative Diane Pappas, on a bill that you've heard me talk about, friends, on the radio, some said, no way this is going to pass. And it was because I'm working with you. Not because it's you, but because you're a first-time rookie, you know? Mm-hmm. Down in Springfield, and they said that first-timers don't pass bills. There were several that you had this year, as I understand it.
I passed a couple of bills, but really, this was the most important one. It was important because it was right outside of my district, the fire department that actually responded to the fire that we're talking about at the kennel in West Chicago was from Carroll Stream, which is in my district. So this was important. This was a bill that wasn't it came out of a tragedy,
yeah.
And it felt like we wanted to make sure that those dogs didn't die in vain and that we did something about it as soon as possible. So I'm really happy that we were able to pass the bill. I'm really proud of my colleagues in the House and the Senate, really proud of the governor for signing it into law. It's a good day.
It was an amazing day. So let's back up a little and explain what we're talking about. In January, at a fire in West Chicago, just outside your district, but kind of right there.
Yep. Right on a border.
30 dogs died in a kennel fire. And I thought, you know what? This can't keep happening. I can't do anything to go back in time. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, and I guess they still don't know what caused the fire. Right. They say that there was some cause involved having to do with wiring. I'm not a fire inspector. I don't know. And if the fire inspectors can't figure it out, there were issues, which the DuPage County prosecutors are now involved with, having to do with too many dogs on the premises and the way those dogs were treated, for sure. Having said that, I'm not a prosecutor. So what can I do? So I thought, you know, what I do know is these fires aren't specific to West Chicago. Sadly, they happen all over the country in kennels. And what I learned very quickly as I did some research, there are no fire protection laws. Mark Ayers, Humane Society of the United States, who is integral in all of this, confirmed what I thought I knew, that no other state has fire protections. But that made it harder in a way. It's easier to craft legislation that someone else has already done than someone else has done. Someone else, you just tweak what you want. Here, you started, and Mark started from scratch. Mm-hmm. But everyone agreed this needed to be done, and the law now in Illinois reads what?
The law requires any kennel that is registered with the Department of Agriculture to, as they submit for their license or a renewal of their license, to submit either a staffing plan that shows that there will be staff on premises at any time that animals are present in the facility. Or if they don't have staff on premises at all times, then they need either a sprinkler system or an alarm system that automatically dispatches to the fire department when it's triggered.
You know, and you would think, and by the way, friends, our phone number, 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call at that number as well. And by the way, when I first talked about it with you on the radio, when we first broached the topic, and it was just hitting the House of Representatives, which it did first, I received all these texts from firefighters who said, yeah, this will probably save pet lives. This could save human lives,
Absolutely.
Too, and also save money, because the earlier we get to a fire, the less likely it is to spread to another building, the safer we are. Also, if we can get dogs out of there more quickly, because that's the thing. So child daycare centers appropriately have all these protections you just said. Mm-hmm. Not one of the three. They have them all and more, and they should. But the kids, I don't believe are in cages. I hope not.
Let's hope not.
I know. So they're not trapped. They can theoretically, if worse can, they could run out the door.
Correct.
And they know to do that if they're old enough, if they're not like little toddlers, they can do that. The dogs are in kennels. They can't do that. And what happens to them is horrific.
Yes.
And you said you're not going to tolerate this.
Right. And it's even more difficult than that because when you have a fire, not only do you have the animals in kennels, and so they're getting agitated, they can't escape. And then children, when they're old enough, at least know that firefighters are good guys. But dogs don't know that, cats don't know that.
That's right.
They will just as often try to hurt the people who are trying to rescue them as not. And so the firefighters can not only get hurt in a fire, but they may actually be injured through the animals that they're trying to rescue. So it's a really difficult situation for everyone. And the faster the fire responders can get there, the better off everyone is.
How do you feel being, okay, you're the first to do this in America. And here you're a first-time legislator. Is that the proper terminology? You're an attorney, by the way, which helped, I'm sure, and probably helps you with all kinds of things down there. Lord knows what happens down there. I don't want to know. I've been down there enough to know that it's interesting.
It's really not as mysterious as everyone makes it out to be. It's
really?
Exactly what you think. Yeah, people, you know.
Well, hold it. What do people think? I'm not sure they think well.
You know, we craft legislation and we negotiate to make things better. With this bill, for example, originally we started out really simple, and then we talked with some people and they said, well, you probably should put some standards around a fire alarm requirement. And so because fire kennels are often commercial enterprises, we went with a commercial grade requirement. And then, you know, we spoke with some kennel owners and we decided and we realized that that would be an onerous requirement, that it would be cost prohibitive for some kennel owners and really wasn't necessary because a fire, an alarm that is residential grade will do the same job for a lot less money. And so we scaled back that requirement. So it was a give and take. At the end of the day, I think we came out with a really good bill that covers the bases, does what we needed to without placing onerous financial requirements on the owner. So,
and that's something I was asked about. So John Williams, I was on the King John show yesterday. And John Williams, I'll tell you, he's one of the best interviewers, because I'm on lots of radio shows all over the country talking about pets. There's no one like John Williams. There are few like the talent on WGN. This is the best of the best. And John did ask, as a good interviewer should. He said, well, isn't this going to be costly for the owners of the kennels? And when I explained that it might cost a nickel, it might cost a whole dollar, maybe a dollar ten, but that's about it. A day more to kennel your beloved family member, if you even notice, which most people wouldn't,
right?
The raise, would you be willing to pay it and to protect your pet, if you know that's what it's going for? And of course, he said, well, he has a dog. And of course, he said, yeah, of course I would, you know. But a couple of people, because it's Illinois, I suppose, voted against it, although it passed overwhelmingly in the House. Tell me what happened in the Senate.
Yeah, actually, the opposite. We had some opposition in the House. The Senate,
that's what I
think,
I
passed it unanimously.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So we'll give kudos to Senator DeWitt for doing a better job convincing his colleagues that this was a good bill.
But you just said it passed what in the Senate?
Unanimously.
What was that word? So I asked the senator on the radio, I said, when do you remember anything, anything passing unanimously in this state? And he said,
It actually, I think, happens more often than we realize. There are a lot of good bills that we all agree on.
Sure.
I mean, there are things that pass through the House unanimously, and that's a real feat.
Because
there's twice as many of us as there are of the senators. But I think in this case, you know, the senators really understood what this bill was about. The cost factor was a bit of a stumbling block for us in the House. But again, we did have an overwhelming majority, so it wasn't a problem passing it through. And I think that with respect to the cost, we also felt that insurance companies might be willing to give owners a discount based on the quicker response to a fire. Of course, that will save a lot of money for the insurance company who has to respond to a claim like that. So there may be some opportunities to offset the cost that way as well. rather than just passing it on to the customers. Although I agree with you, I think any pet owner would be willing to pay a dollar extra a day or whatever it took to make sure that their fur baby was safe from a fire.
I've already heard from Massachusetts, not a legislator there, but an attorney who does animal stuff. And I already, Linda Rosenthal, she is, they passed a bill in New York State where now you cannot declaw, it's prohibited, mm-hmm. a cat in New York State.
I heard about that.
Yeah, so, well, they heard about you too. So I called wanting to interview her, and her staff said to me, oh, hi, they knew me. And it's because of you. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell the story of the bill signing that I wasn't able to be at,
mm-hmm.
And United Airlines. And this might be the only positive United Airlines story. They were wonderful. I want to talk about that. I will get to some of your text, which are mostly just congratulations, congratulations, congrats. 312-981-7200. We want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. As always, on WGN. WGN Radio, Steve Dale here with Representative Diane Pappas, District Number 45. And are you proud of what you did? You should be.
Yeah, I am. I'm not just proud of what I did because I had a lot of help along the way. So I don't take, you know, credit for anything. I'm proud of our state. I think this puts Illinois in a better light. I'm glad to be on the leading edge of this particular trend. Hopefully other states will follow.
Yeah, and as I said, I hope the same. And I've already heard from a couple of states that are interested in doing these. And now you've set up, isn't that what they do if, for a lot of bills? Something happens and then other states look at it and they say, good idea. And now you've got the template,
yep.
you know, which you created, which is something else that you should be proud of, I think.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I mean, I know there's some cities and some municipalities that have something
sure.
similar in place, but it's the first statewide program.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can help other states sort of follow our lead, that would be wonderful.
And more animals die of in kennel fires than anyone would. I mean, unless it happens to you or it makes the news in your community, you don't think about it. I don't remember the exact number because I don't remember numbers. I have some papers in front of me. I can look. But, I mean, it's something like 100 dogs died between approximately the time of the kennel fire, January,
mm-hmm.
through, like, March or April when, I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. In working with legislators, I have found that most of you who do what you do kind of get a bum rap on occasion because those are the guys that make the news. You're doing this because you want to do the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think most of us legislators are there because we want to do the right thing for our districts, for the state, and for everyone who resides within our districts, including the pets in this case.
Yeah.
I do think that people often don't quite understand what goes on in Springfield, but I encourage everyone to get more involved with their legislators. You know, contact them when you have a bill idea.
Do you listen?
Absolutely. In fact, I have several bill ideas for next session that came directly from interactions that I had with constituents in my district. And as you know, this bill idea came from Mark Ayers calling me and telling
yeah.
me about the fire and discussing your idea with me. And we crafted a bill together really quickly. So
you did.
People aren't aware that they can have that kind of an impact with their representative or their state senator. But I would encourage them, if they have a bill idea, contact them. It may not come to fruition, but you never know.
Yeah.
You lose nothing by telling somebody your idea.
Indeed. So I wanted to be a part of the bill signing. As I know I've told you this story mm-hmm. privately. So Governor Quinn, Pat Quinn, a governor not in jail, and an amazing guy. He cared so much about, and cares, I'm sure he's still the same guy,
mm-hmm.
So much about people. I know that because I got to, I mean, you walk down the street with Governor Pat Quinn, people would stop him, they'd recognize him, even after he was governor.
Mm-hmm.
And they would tell him something. And I would never get to the restaurant we're going to because he'd listen to their whole, not only hear the story, but really truly listen to their story and take down notes and follow up with phone calls. I mean, he truly cared, but he would and cares. He would call me about animal bills. There were several that we worked on. I think there were four bill signings. I think that's the number that mm-hmm. I was with him, where, you know, we had an official bill signing. You guys have seen this on TV, right? And then the governor gives a pen to the people that participate in the bill in some way.
Right.
I have four of those pens. They all ran out of ink. So that's the real reason why I came up with
this
idea.
It's good to know you use the pens, because a lot of people just put them away and don't ever use them. So.
Well, I don't even know. Maybe it just the ink dried up. I don't know. So I needed a new pen. That's the real reason. So I really wanted to be at the bill signing, as you know. And I know Mark Ayers of the Humane Society wanted to be there, too. Mark was off in the Far East at a family wedding, I believe. I was in Washington, D.C., or scheduled to be there. I was at the, interestingly enough, the Convention of the American Veterinary Medical Association. So I was, I spoke, you called, you said, the governor wants to do it now. Come home. So I did try.
Right.
So, and when you try to move flights, it's not always easy. So I called my carrier, which is United Airlines, which on occasion, incidentally, I really do love. I fly enough, you know, and I appreciate United. So I called, and they have offices all over, but I happened to get, but I didn't know it, a Chicago office. And I was trying to convince her. So I thought, how am I going to convince her? So I said, the governor called me back. I thought, that'll work. So she said, why would the governor call you back? So I said, well, I'm working on this bill to protect pets and kennel fires. She said, am I talking to Steve Dale? And I said, yes. She said, oh, you do such great work, et cetera. So I'm going to get
you
on a flight. And she did. I'm landing on the plane. I get a text from you that said, oops.
The scheduling conflict. Scheduling conflict. The signing is being moved.
And the it was moved to the day I was on my way to Columbia to speak.
Right.
So I wasn't able to be there. But what you did tell me is the governor. Well, you have two things to tell me. One is in your hand.
I have your pen.
Woo-hoo!
So you no longer have to worry about not having. Although I will say, I mean, I saw the governor use it to sign the bill, so I know it worked on August 6th. I have not tried it since.
Let's see.
Let's hope it's still. Well, here, I'll give you the pen.
Okay, you can do it. Just sign your name, Ashley.
There you go.
I'll get your signature.
Look at that. It works and everything.
Wow. I get another pen. Thank you. It looks the same as the other pen, by the way.
Well, there you go.
They all look the same.
I've not seen pens from the previous administrations. I was not lucky enough to attend any bill signings in the past. So I have no idea what the other pens look like, but this is the official pen. The governor, I watched the governor actually use it to sign the bill. He actually had an easier time with this one. We only needed five pens altogether. So he says sometimes he needs like 26 or 30 pens. So he's literally like making little hash marks as he signs. This was a little easier for him.
So I'm also told the governor had a big smile. I mean, you can see the picture on my website. He had a big smile on his face for a reason, that he personally liked this bill.
Yes, he does. I mean, he's a dog lover. He actually, I believe, owns six dogs. The newest addition to their family is a puppy just this spring. His name is Lincoln.
I heard about that.
So the governor was really pleased to sign this bill.
Yeah, and I know his family for a very long time. I mean, they are involved with wildlife protection and companion animal protection. So I did truly, and we're going to arrange a way to do this, but I truly do want to meet him because I appreciate that. And I'm grateful to you. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming up with the idea, calling Mark.
You changed America in a way, because if every state does this, or if more states do this, then more states will follow and do it after that. And changing America isn't, I mean, our pets are our family members, and you're saving lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
true.
That's a good thing. So thank you, Diane Pappas. Thank you so much.